Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to finding calm amidst the chaos of life. We've all been there, right? That nagging feeling that everything needs to be just perfect, from our work to our relationships to that Instagram feed. But let me tell you, striving for perfection is a recipe for stress, anxiety, and ultimately, missed opportunities. In today's episode, we're tackling the beast of perfectionism head-on and learning how to embrace imperfection in action. Because guess what? Sometimes good enough truly is good enough. Think about it. When was the last time you hesitated to take a shot because you were afraid of messing up? Or maybe you spent hours agonizing over a decision, paralyzed by the need for absolute certainty. Perfectionism can be a sneaky trap, keeping us stuck in analysis paralysis and robbing us of the joy of simply doing. It's like that friend who always needs everything just so, but then misses out on spontaneous fun because they're too busy fretting over the details. Sound familiar? Let me share 5 powerful ways to break free from perfectionism's clutches and start embracing those imperfect actions. First things first, recognize the lie that perfection is attainable. It's a myth perpetuated by social media and unrealistic expectations. Remember, even your favorite artists, athletes, or entrepreneurs had their fair share of blunders along the way. Embrace those imperfections as stepping stones to growth. Ever heard the saying, fail forward? That's what we're talking about here. Learn from mistakes, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Second, shift your focus from outcomes to effort. Instead of obsessing over achieving a specific result, celebrate the act of putting in the work, regardless of the outcome. Did you show up? Did you give it your best shot? Those are victories worth celebrating. Think about it like training for a marathon. It's not just about crossing the finish line, but about enjoying the journey, pushing your limits, and becoming stronger along the way. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone stumbles. When you slip up, don't berate yourself, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, perfectionism often stems from fear of judgment, so practice forgiving yourself and trusting that your efforts are valuable regardless of the result. Fourth, break down big tasks into smaller, manageable steps. That overwhelming feeling of needing to get everything perfect can be paralyzing. Break those projects down into bite-sized chunks, celebrate each milestone you achieve, and keep the momentum going. Think about it like building a house one brick at a time. Finally, remember that progress over perfection is the key. It's not about being flawless, it's about constantly striving to improve and learn. Celebrate your achievements, big and small, and remember that every step forward, even if it's imperfect, brings you closer to your goals. Now let me share a real-life example with you. Imagine you're starting a new project, maybe writing a book, launching a business, or learning a new skill. It's easy to get caught up in the need to make everything perfect right from the start. You might spend weeks agonizing over every detail, crafting every sentence with meticulous care, only to end up feeling overwhelmed and frustrated. But what if you embrace imperfection instead? What if you started writing, even if it wasn't polished, or launched your business with a simple website instead of a complex one? You'd be surprised how much momentum you gain by simply taking action. You'll learn as you go, refine your ideas along the way, and ultimately create something truly meaningful, something that wouldn't have been possible if you'd waited for perfection. Remember, this isn't about mediocrity, it's about unleashing your potential by embracing the power of imperfect action. It's about showing up, putting in the effort, learning from the journey, and celebrating the progress you make along the way. So let's leave behind the shackles of perfectionism and step into a world where good enough is more than enough. Take that first imperfect step, write that email, start that project, or simply share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. You got this. And remember, stay calm over chaos. We'll catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.